Why did this happen? The shooting. I'm going to break it down like nobody else will today. Let's start with this. Toxicology report. Go Google this. Even on Google, they don't completely hide the truth. What happens to your body if you take cross-sex hormones? Anybody know? Google this. Do cross-sex hormones cause schizophrenia-like symptoms? Do cross-sex hormones cause psychosis? Was he on cross-sex hormones, this monster? We need to see the tax report. Normally, that's public information. We've never seen it on Audrey Hill, the Nashville shooter. See, for women, it causes them to go psychotic because the male hormones repress estrogen, which has a terrible effect on your internal systems. Not my take on it. Google's. Here's what Google said. While gender-affirming hormone therapy itself does not directly cause schizophrenia, fluctuations in sex hormones and pre-existing vulnerabilities can play a role in onset or exacerbation of psychosis. So if you take cross-sex hormones in your body, it can play a role in the onset or exacerbation of psychosis. No wonder every Democrat out there was like, let's not talk about trans. Let's not talk about the transgender community. Why? Because you'll be right here talking about the cross-sex hormones. Was he on them? It was as if he was going crazy, just like her. That same scattered, don't really feel like I'm in my body. I mean, it's identical. It's identical. Anybody going to look into that? No, don't talk about it. Well, we kind of need to talk about it. In fact, we need to talk about it a lot. And we need to talk about it a lot for two specific reasons. Reason number one, 3 million Americans in all-time high now identify as trans. And transgender, 75% of them, a staggering 75% of them are under the age of 30. That's not possible. It's not possible. That's not science. That's brainwashing. What are they doing? Taking these hormones. What do they do? Make you psychotic. Not in all cases, but in some. Even Google admits it in between the Pravda style talking points about how gender hormone therapy is really awesome, you know. This is what they don't want us talking about. That you will never see the toxicology report. It will never be. Why? Because liberals control Minneapolis. But let's keep going. This killing, folks, was clearly a knockoff crime from Audrey Hale and what she did in Nashville. I mean, the circumstances are identical. His mom worked at the Catholic school. They think he might have gone there. They can't say for sure. So there's a family connection to the church, to the school. And he goes where? To the church, to the school. It's the same thing. Why did that happen? Because this is a Democrat party that cheered the killing of a CEO, cheered Audrey Hale. And they all but tell you, you're going to be a hero. You're going to get to as close to as immortal as you can get if you pick up a gun as a transgender person and you do this. And these people who are transgender are not wrong to think everyone is cheering for violence like that, that they want me to do it. Let's go back and remember the horror here. March 27, 2023, Audrey Hale, who I would love to know if she's on that cross-sex hormones, because even Google says for women, when you repress estrogen on your central nervous system, it causes what? Say it with me, psychosis. Got it up on my X feed. You can do the search yourself. It'll probably come back the same. March 27, 2023, Audrey Hale goes into that Nashville Presbyterian school and she kills six. Days later, what happens? Violent pro-transgender activists and Democrats, but then I repeat myself, by the thousand storm, the Nashville, Tennessee legislature. They are holding up, remember, six people dead, seven fingers. Why? Seven victims. They are saying, disgusting, that the new hero, Audrey Hale, was a victim. Of what? Of who? Well, of Republicans, of course. They were lauding her as a hero with those seven fingers. I made a big deal of it at the time. What was the date that happened again? March 27, 2023. 3 days later, three, count them, three, for the first time, Joe Biden declared a trans day of visibility would be celebrated from the White House. Trans day of visibility. This is a president who never lifted the phone to call the parents of those dead people. Three dead kids, no, four dead kids and two adults. Oh, the message is clear. Almost as clear as when CNN fell down slobbering over the murderer of that healthcare CEO. They love an assassin and they deserve to have it hung around their neck. They did this. Let's not pretend it's the guns. It's the Democrat propaganda. And it happens again and again and again and again. Let's just run down the list, shall we? Because it is so long. The Minnesota church shooting, transgender. The Republican Party firebombing, yep, gender fluid. The Nashville shooter, Audrey Hale, transgender. The Colorado Tesla arsonist, transgender. The Colorado Springs shooter, non-binary. The Aberdeen shooter, transgender. The Denver school shooter, yep, say it with me, transgender. The Iowa school shooter, transgender, gender fluid. The AMC movie theater stabber, yep, transgender. And most horrifically, the New York Post had this yesterday, ironically, before any of this happened. Alvarez, eight people arrested. Not great shots, thankfully. Remember the ones who went outside the Border Patrol facility and tried to trick them into coming out? They ended up shooting a cop thinking he was Border Patrol. What was that? Transgender cell. Bunch of transgender men who lived in a commune. Starting to see the pattern here? It's an epidemic. We need the toxicology reports. Folks, when even Google admits this causes schizophrenia-like symptoms and psychosis when you take cross-sex hormones. And you know what's interesting? For women, it's when you take them. For men, the psychosis happens when they go off of them. But it happens. We'd have a serious debate. And I think our side's just not tuned into it. We got to stop adults from taking these hormones. Because people keep dying. Texter earlier had a brilliant idea. These parents should get a lawyer and sue the companies that make the hormones for the deaths of their children. Amen. Amen. Because it keeps happening. And it also keeps happening because Joe Biden and the White House made Audrey Hale a low-key folk hero. Do you remember after the Trans Day of Visibility, they had all of those transgender activists, gay rights activists come to the White House to celebrate? This was within days of Audrey Hale killing those kids. And do you remember it ended up being embarrassing because one of them flashed his breasts and they had to condemn it. And it's Democrats, y'all. Just Democrats. That's why this happened. It's not guns. And Democrats know it.